Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, coming to you guys live from Revolutionary Gospel News. This is Arthur Joseph Smith, the writer of The Revival of the Roman Empire, my first book, my second book, The Devil Workshop, History of the Church, Rise of the Cult, and the last book there is Caliphate, Rise of the Islamic Nation in the Temple Mount. All those books can be got at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Books of Me in our online bookstore, a bookstore near you. Okay, tonight I'm coming to you guys live about Lord Mitra has appeared. You know, talking about when evil man rules the world, there should appear a person of influence that can unite the religious world. And this man has been known by many things in our culture. And what's so funny about this Lord Mitra that people talk about around the world, and I'm just getting the name too also because I've been reading a great book, and it's called The New World Order. And that book is one of the better books I've read. And he explains something because he wrote this book back in the 90s. And so he shares some light, which I already know, which is scriptural truth. So I'm not going off this book. Okay, and this name is, the book is by A. Ralph Epson. Okay. So he was talking about Lord Mitra. I'm going to read you a short little insert of chapter 3 on his first page. And so it says, Lord Mitra, okay, so the new age religion will have a worldwide leader. And this is what we're seeing today. It's not only this what he wrote and seen, but this is prophetic. And a lot of people don't know the difference between, there's two people, the Antichrist and the false prophet. So really he's talking about the false prophet. An individual that is called Lord Mitra, the individual has not been made public appearance yet. But the New Age claim that he is on the earth at this present time. They claim that he came alive with the Asian community in Eastern London, in England, in 1977 by descending from his ancient retreat in the Himalaya Mountains along the border of India and Tibet. And they further believe that this imminent emergence into full public view is assured. They also claim that the individual is the one that the Christians call Christ, you know, that false Christ that was coming. The Jews call the Messiah. The Buddhists call the fifth Buddha. The Hindus call Krishna. And the Muslims call Al-Hamadi. And that's why I would, because the Amen, Mahdi, I said Ahmadi, because I'm familiar with that. And really, that's the Antichrist, not the false prophet. So in other words, all the major religions of the world are waiting for the arrival of this one individual. And if you look at what's going on in the world today, who is out there uniting all world religions? You know, I've put the slideshow on there, y'all, who can see the slideshow, for the purpose of you being able to see who everybody is rallying behind. And this book is written in the 90s. Okay? So what people got to understand, because he's looking at it as the Antichrist. The Bible let us know there's two players in this in chapter 13. It's not just one, but it's two. Because verse 11 says, and I beheld, and this is Revelation 11. He said, I beheld another beast come up out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb. And he spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast. So there's somebody before him. Okay? And he caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast. He caused the world to worship the first beast. So consider this man, the Pope, who we're looking at, who is rallying the whole world. He's going to every country. And that's why I gave the long slideshow. He's over here in the Middle East. He's over there dealing with the Russians. He's over there in like India and these all areas. And they call him Lord Mithra. That's what I guess the New Agers believe that this person would be. But this is the false prophet. Then he came here in America. You see him with Kevin Copeland and all these supposed big name preachers who's endorsing him too. All of these people rallying around this man. And I look at it and I say, it almost looked like a horror movie, you ask me. And I say, do anybody realize that this is the man scripturally, not just because the man wrote this, but scripturally there was a person to come and who was going to unite all world religions. And also he was going to enter, he is going to introduce the Antichrist, which the Muslims call Al-Hamadi. So when he introduced that, they're going to look at him as the one who introduced the Antichrist. But this man's going to appear to be a savior fixing the world. As you look as we continue to go on in Revelation 13, you'll notice what he's all behind. But first you see that he was going to introduce the first beast. Revelation 13 is written in reversal. It talks about the Antichrist first. Then it talks about the false prophet, two people. Okay, and you see it's written in reversal because he tells you there that verse 12, he said that he exercised all the power of the first beast before him and caused the earth. Notice, he caused this false prophet who is uniting all the world as we speak. All the world religions, the New Agers, look at him as Mithra, and they, the one who's going to lead the world up, one world order. He's going to bring it in. If you notice recently, too, and I'm going to continue to read that Pope Francis said that, and it's all prophetic. This is chapter 13 of Revelation when the seven is parted. And he says, this is good that the Muslims are now overtaking Europe. It's going to be good for their culture change. What kind of culture change is he talking about? And so he goes on to say the first beast before him. And he says that he calls the earth and them that dwell therein. Now notice, he called the earth and them that dwell in to worship the first beast, the Antichrist, whose deadly wounds were healed. And he do great wonders. You're seeing those wonders. You're seeing he do great wonders so that he make it fire come down from heaven. This is another power at some point I imagine he shall exercise and we shall see on the earth in the sight of man. Now notice this. He said he deceiveth. He takes them that dwelleth on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, the Antichrist, saying to them that dwell on the earth and that worship and that they should make an image, a robotic image. You know where we at? Now, you got to remember, John is writing from his time. So he doesn't recognize this imagery. You know, he just said an image because he can't really explain what he's seeing because he is not familiar with our time and the robots that we have. Okay, so this image is really a robot. The image said we should make an image to the beast, the Antichrist, which had the wound. Had wound by a sword, by war, and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused all, both small and great. Notice this, he's going to even bring about an economic system. He caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, okay, free and bond those in prison to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell a new economic system, save he that hath the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. He said, here is wisdom, let him that understand count the number of the beast, for the number of the Antichrist, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666, 6 scores of 3. Let's look at 14. This is because this is pretty much, and I mean Revelation 14, is pretty much where we're at. And so you see this new economic system come. It's going to contain a mark that if you do not submit to this new global economic system, you will not be able to buy or sell. So we're looking at the man that on the scene now that is uniting the religious world, and then he's going to come about and bring together the world all together, introducing, which is going to be the more to us, the political figure known in the Arab world as Al-Mahdi, the 12th Imam, descendant of, Muhammad. And let's look at chapter 14. It says, I'm going to go to verse 8. It says, and there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them and saying, now notice that Babylon the great has fallen. 18, okay, verse 17 deals with who Babylon is, that great city. And if you understand that when you talk about the great melting pot, in Revelation 17, you understand it is this country that we live in. And so Revelation 17 and 5, and he said, and up on her forehead, okay, was the name written, Mystery, Babylon, the Great, of the Great, the mother of harlot, the abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, look at this, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration what it really meant. What is this? And the angel said unto me, wherefore did thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and the beast that carried her, that Antichrist, which had the 7 heads and 10 horns. The beast that thou saw was and is not. In other words, something has taken him off the world, saying he was and is not, okay? And shall ascend out of the bottom of the pit and shall go into perdition, as it says in Thessalonians 2, the son of perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. And they behold the beast, the Antichrist, that was and is not and yet. And yet is, he still remains. He said, and here is the mind which has wisdom. The 7 heads or 7 mountains, not talking about the wrong, it's talking about the 7 continents. And I have that in my book, The Revival of the Roman Empire, because during World War II, they became visible, which the woman fitted. Now notice it said that. This let you see, this is not the kingdom, or that's not Rome. The mountains of Rome. He said, verse 10 said, and there are 7 kings, 5 are fallen, 1 is, and the other is not yet come. And when he come, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is of the 8 and is of the 7, and goeth into perdition. He said, it goes on to tell you about what is the western of you, the 10 horns which thou saw are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, received power as kings 1 hour with the beast. Now let's look at this woman. And I'm going to skip down to 15 because I want to get back to what happened after Babylon the Great has fallen. I'm just highlighting who Babylon is. And real quick, for the fire to fall, one is and one is yet to come. The fire that's fallen, or when you're dealing with world dominance, you had the first one to fall was Italy, Mussolini, Benito Mussolini, then there was Germany, Adolf Hitler. Then number three is Hiroshito of Japan. Number four, which is represented in Winston Churchill, was Britain. They ceased to be a world power. And in 1989, was Joseph Stalin, which is Russia, the Soviet Union, USSR. And then number six now is America. We are the reserve currency of the world, okay, with this housing bubble thing and the derivatives. And when that exploded, that we've been in an economic collapse or fallen state ever since. And as you can very well see in our election, our time is up. You look at those politicians and you tell me that does not alarm you, then you have to be completely asleep. You can see America Day is over. And then you go ahead and it said, and now it is yet to come. The one that was yet to come came online in 1999. That is the EU, the EC, the European Community went to the EU and brought about its currency. Now we're waiting for the last one, which the eighth is part of the seven, which this is the Arab nations together under the Mahdi, that one voice for one people that is yet to happen, that Antichrist that should rule over them. And so it goes on, and I'm going to go on to verse 15. He said unto me, the waters which thou saw, where the horde sitteth, are people, multitudes, and nations and tongues. And it gives you what's going to happen to America. It talks about in the ten horn which thou saw upon the beast, you know, that the Antichrist that gave them that power, they shall hate the horde and make the her desolated and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God has put it in their hearts, their minds, to fulfill his will, his purpose, to agree and give unto their kingdom. And those ten horns is the Western EU people. Okay. And the word of God be fulfilled. And they go to say, and the woman which thou saw is that great city, and it reigned over the kings of the earth, the UN people. That is America. So that's why I came here to show you. That's America. Whenever there's a discrepancy, doesn't matter, friend or foe, they all come to the UN. The UN rules over the king of the earth. So we're talking about America when we talk about Babylon the Great. No need to be deceived in where you're standing at. And so you find out, it says, and we're in a state of collapse now. And it says in verse, going back to Revelation 8, and there, it said, then there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, is fallen, that great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wrath of her wine, of her fornication, of her worldly lust, sexual marriages. You got to permit these people to live in your country. The democracy during the time of Bush became the rule of law for all nations. If you want to participate in the trade, the WTO, the World Trade Organization. You want to be a part of that. You have to have a democratic country. It says that the third angel followed and saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast, the Antichrist, in his image and receive his marks, because that is the new economic system coming behind the collapse of America. It says, and the angel followed them and saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture, and into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstones in the presence of the holy angels, and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever, and they shall have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast in his image, and whoever received the mark of his name. This is where we at. America's going off the scene. Babylon the Great is falling. It's falling. Look at our candidate. Look at Trump. Look at Hillary. Look at these people. Do any these people look like they were representing anybody? You know, these people you wouldn't even walk across the street to vote for. So we see all this stuff happening to us. We see the Antichrist, or not the Antichrist, the false prophet being together. Through him, he's going to bring the Antichrist on, and anybody's worship, in other words, to submit themselves to him. whoever take part in this new world order, which is a counterfeit coming of the kingdom of God. That's all the new world order is. It's a counterfeit. Satan always makes imitations. So now he's imitating what's really going to happen when Christ ring back from the sky and come back to take this planet Earth. So here they are. They're trying to bring about a government, a false government, a new world order. If you take part of that, submitting yourself to Satan and become a part of his kingdom, then will you end up in the lake of fire and brimstone? If you receive that mark, submitting yourself, I'm a part of the kingdom of Satan. See, and Bible tells you in John 3:3, now notice what's happening. These are world government, real government. So you look at John 3:3, he says, except that man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God. He's talking about a government, a real government. And so they're trying to beat him before he get here and establish a false government. And then he said in John 3:5, except that man be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That's how you get in the real kingdom of God. So you have these two kingdoms coming into, geared to come into clash, okay? So it's a real government. You know, the day of Pentecost, he said, you got to remember in chapter 17 of Luke, he says, the kingdom of God should be in you. Okay, so you understand the kingdom of God should be in you. When the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost came and filled the people, that was the start of the kingdom of God. In the power of his Christ to recreate us, to recreate our minds. Okay? And that's your verse 12 because he talks about Satan and his angels fighting. And so the kingdom of God came around that time because he said, it goes on in verse 12 and 7, people. It said, there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, the devil, and the dragon fought all his angels. And prevailed not, neither was there a place found any more in heaven. And a great dragon was cast, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. And he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice, the day of Pentecost, people, saying in heaven, now is come salvation. When did salvation come for all mankind? It was on the day of Pentecost when everybody heard them speaking in their heavenly language, where not a babbling tongue, but witnessing to the people about the coming of the kingdom of God. And people on that day of Pentecost, what they do? They ask, what should we do? When they was talking to the apostles, that's, I believe that's verse 37, Acts 2 and 37, it says, what should we do? And he told them to repent and be baptized. Where's your water? In the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, the applying of the blood, and you shall receive the gift of the Ghost. Water and spirit. There was the kingdom, the first part of the birth of the kingdom of God. Now we are waiting the physical arrival of this kingdom. So in Acts 10, because people say, oh, that just was in the Jews. No, that's for everybody. Acts 10, Cornelius and them were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and filled with the Holy Ghost. Once again, the kingdom of God. People go to church every day, and they claim they saved and don't even know there is a requirement. You know, there is an actual requirement for your salvation, in which is proof that you are part of the kingdom of God. And I just want to finish off on this because he let you know they were fighting. Then Satan, and he said, then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation, the day of Pentecost, and strength, the Holy Ghost, and the kingdom of God, our God. It's a kingdom in the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brother is cast down, which accused him before our God day and night. So you find out it all starts there. The kingdom of God gives birth. Okay. So now there's a counterfeit government that has come about. Here is the false prophet gathering men in, that he may cause them to be destroyed. You know, that's what he's doing. And people don't understand the word church itself is a word that has been inserted into the Bible because Christ always talked about his kingdom and assembly. He never see him talk about church. That is an added word that came in there, but in the first English Bible, And it really started during the time of their seeing. That is the government's house. That is the Lord's ruler house. That's how they subjugate the people, distort the truth. That's Satan. And that's a whole other show in itself. Let's look at this, what it said. And it says, okay, this is 16 and 12, where the false prophet, Lord Mithra, is going to lead you. And the sixth angel poured out his vow, okay, and the great river Euphrates, and the water there was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, the Antichrist, the devil giving his power, out of the mouth of the false prophet, Pope Francis. And they are the spirits of devils working miracles, as you see. See, because Satan is the father of all lies, so that's how he's able to gather all these people together. He is the father and the creator of it, a false teaching. Okay, unto the kingdom of the earth, and the whole earth together. And now, let me back that up, said, for they are the spirits of devils working miracles, going forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to battle of the great day of God Almighty. And behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that walketh and keepeth his garment, lest he walketh naked, and they see his nakedness. And he gathered them together into a place called, in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. See, this is where the false prophet is going to lead you. Okay, this is what's really going on, people. This is, if you really read into 16, it's a fight of the kingdom. Once again, he said, the fifth angel poured out his vial up on the seat of the beast, the Antichrist, and the kingdom, his kingdom was full of darkness, and there was gnashing of tongue. In other words, so we have the new world order. You see things going to turn out. And so a lot of people have failed to do what they need to do. A lot of people go to church every day and don't even know they say. They just claim they're saved, but have never had any proof, have never been baptized in Jesus' name, water and spirit. Acts 2 as well as Acts 10, which let you see this is for the whole world. And it's going to be Acts 19 real quick here. I hope this is shedding some light on what you're seeing today. They'll say, and this is Acts 19. It said, it came to pass that while the apostles was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples. And he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard, were there any Holy Ghost? Okay, your preacher ain't told them that. That was a requirement. And he said unto them, what then were you baptized? And they said unto John baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And while when Paul had laid his hands up on them, the Holy Ghost came up on them. There's the water and the Spirit again. He came up on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied, not a foreign tongue. So, people, all I can tell you is that you're looking at the end time. That's the false prophet. He's gathering all religions. They're about to bring about a new world order. And that new world order is just a counterfeit kingdom of the real kingdom that is coming. And that's Christ's kingdom. Christ came to save his people. Jesus, when he died on the cross for our sins to make sure we had a way out of this death, an impending disaster that man in his humanism is going to bring up on this world. So, like I said, I hope it's been enlightening. Wake up. Know what you're looking at. If you ain't done it, go get baptized in Jesus' name, because Romans 1 and 8 said, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. It means you have no part. And people, I thank you guys for coming out to Revolutionary Gospel News. Go out and get my book, The Revival of the Roman Empire, second edition, The Devil Workshop, and the Caliphate Rise of the Islamic Nation, and to tie everything you need to know together, and also the Devil Workshop highlights the foreign esoteric doctrine that has been brought in on this church, or supposing what the word really should be, is Kingdom of God. And you guys have a great night. This is Joseph Arthur Joseph Smith coming to you guys live from Revolutionary Gospel News.